Madeline Jones auditioning for Down the Rabbit Hole audiobook. "You came here to talk about Alice, did you?" Marnie asks, sipping her coffee. "Not talk about her," says Siobhan, re-emerging into the archway in a flurry. "Not like that. Share memories of her." She seems very keen to emphasise that her intentions in bringing Hannah around are entirely pure and wholesome. Marnie's face is a picture of scepticism. "Your idea, was it?" She directs at Hannah. "Siobhan's, actually," Hannah says. And Siobhan preens and then ducks back to finally finish making Hannah's coffee. "But I was the one who mentioned wanting to talk to you."
Funny timing. In 7 years you could have swung round to talk to me. Was it the cancer? Just wanted to wait till I was dying to get your shots in."
"Marnie!" Siobhan brings Hannah's coffee into the room and places it in front of Hannah on the table. "Don't be like that. Hannah isn't like the others." She sits next to Marnie, as if marking where her allegiances lie. Hannah feels like she's the one being interrogated.
"You don't think I killed her then?" Marnie says.
Siobhan sucks in a sharp breath. Hannah keeps her face neutral. "I didn't say that."
"Hannah!"
Siobhan expels on an exhale, and Hannah notes that the woman has moved back into full name territory, which didn't take that long. But Marnie just chortles as she tugs the cling wrap from the plate of biscuits.
"I don't remember you having a backbone. Don't remember you saying much at all, really. You just used to sit there all silent, taking everything in. Always felt like you were being, I don't know, judgy. You used to creep me out.
Mostly I was just too terrified of you to talk." Siobhan looks appalled. Inclining her head to concede the point, Marnie settles back into the couch with a biscuit in one hand.
"Fair enough. I was pretty fucked up back then. I'm surprised Alice even brought people round, to be honest."
"I insisted. I made her bring me round. I didn't really like being at my house."
"And she didn't really like being at mine."
Marnie takes a bite of her biscuit, chews, speaks through the mouthful.
"Christ, where did you two used to go together then?"
"The beach, usually." Hannah pauses. She looks at Marnie and an emotion bubbles to the surface, one she can't quite pinpoint. Is it pity for Marnie? Or a strange kind of kinship born of the Alice-sized hole in both of their lives? The emotion feels like a betrayal of her mission, out of sync with the anger she should feel. She tries to push it to one side. Still, she can't help but add, "Alice liked the beach." Siobhan has been watching the exchange on tenterhooks, clearly poised to intervene should Hannah misspeak. But now she looks delighted at Hannah's mention of something Alice liked.
"Did she? I didn't know that. Did you know Alice liked the beach, Marnie?"
"No," Marnie answers bluntly. "I didn't."
Siobhan deflates.
"She didn't really tell me what she was into much," the older woman says, and there's an edge of regret in there, of genuine remorse, that surprises Hannah.